It's Rise of Fame Mid-Mornings, and one of the things I love about Lenyora Wednesday is I get to talk to young women doing very big things wherever they are. Beautiful young woman, that is, and today is no different. Dr. Kayisha Hlophe joins us. Welcome to Rise of Fame.
Morning again to the listeners. Thank you for having me today.
Thank you so much for coming. We are talking about your journey today, your journey to dermatology and how it all began. Where does the story start?
The story started with a 10-year-old me who was previously okay, had normal skin, and I started having pimples. I was then told that, no, you've reached adolescent, you'll have this skin condition until you are out of your adolescence. The pimples did not respect me. They kept increasing in number to the point where it started affecting my self-esteem and I had to seek help. And I grew up in Polokwane. We only had one dermatologist at the time. And to see the dermatologist, I had to wait for about 6 months. And eventually I got help. And I saw how withdrawn I was socially from being a bubbly young girl to somebody who avoids social gatherings where people would be asking about your skin, about your age, to say, oh, no, but like you're only young. Why are you having pimples now?
Yeah.
So we could stay and see what's going on. So, yeah. So with the help of a dermatologist, I saw how even though it's not a life-saving specialty, but it's a life-preserving specialty because you don't see, you're not in any life-threatening danger, but when your mind is attacked, then you also lose a sense of self.
You know, I love that you mention your story and truly how it all began for you, because I think there's a lot of young kids who can probably relate to your story and the things that you went through. And before we get into that journey, I really want us to speak to the young ones who may be going through skin problems, especially with the societal standard that we're living in now, where you go on social media and almost everyone looks perfect. You know, there's so many things that are sold on social media about how you should look, what skin products you're supposed to use on your face to get rid of a pimple, when really you guys as dermatologists know best. What do we say to that young girl who is feeling really left out, who doesn't have a very big self-esteem because she feels like her face is ruined?
So to that young girl, we say, first of all, it's okay to be a human being. We don't choose our skin types. We don't choose the things that we go through that will ultimately manifest on our skin. So it's okay to be human. And while you're human, there's so many things that in this day and age we're exposed to. You go on TikTok, you find somebody with a similar looking brush or pimples that you have, and then they have their own individualized treatment that maybe they consulted their doctors and they gave them. In dermatology, there's no one size fits all. So what works for somebody else may not work for you because you don't know when they consulted their doctor, what questions they ask leading the doctor to prescribing their medication.
Yeah.
So first and foremost, seek medical help so that you can get your own individual treatment. Because what works for somebody else can actually make you worse because you took it without consulting anyone. Some medication you can react to because you didn't know that you were allergic to some ingredients. So it's always best to seek a professional help before you can embark on a skincare journey.
Absolutely. I agree with that. And Doc, I think, you know, the journey to anything really can never be an easy one. And I think your journey to becoming a dermatologist is something that's very close to home. Was there a time in your journey where you didn't really see the color, where you felt like, why did I study dermatology? Why did I want to become a dermatologist? Can you share those moments with us? And how did you find that light at the end of the color, at the end of the tunnel? How did you find the color in your life again?
So as I studied, when you study medicine, you study all the systems. And as you're studying, you then realize which department or discipline speaks to you. You have to choose something that you love. You have to choose something that you're passionate about. And as I continued throughout med school, I could see the impact of skin disease on people. I studied medicine first and then specialized. And even while specializing in dermatology, there is a field in dermatology that I'm specifically of interest in, and that is called psychodermatology. My master's in medicine was in psychodermatology. Basically, what psychodermatology does is it recognizes the impact of skin on the mind and the impact of the mind on the skin. Such that you may find that if you're under severe stress, you start having pimples, and you would be somebody who never had pimples. Now, that is stress manifesting. So the skin speaks, and sometimes the skin speaks its mind. And you can have eczema, and when you're under stress, the eczema worsens. Mm-hmm. So that's my specific field of interest in dermatology.
Mm.
Let's, answered
your question. Yeah, let's break those barriers. How do we do that? A lot of people say dermatology has become a very scarce industry. We don't have enough black dermatologists. How do we break mm-hmm. the barriers? How do we let our children know, here's a career that you can excel in? Here's a career where you get to help people who might be going through self-esteem issues because they don't really look the way that they want to, and you can help them?
In terms of their future career in dermatology.
Yeah.
Okay. So first of all, and foremost, is just getting admitted into medical school. And when you're in medical school can become challenging, but if you are driven and you're passionate about becoming a doctor, you'll eventually make it. And when you're choosing your subjects in matric or in grade 10, choose subjects that are related to health sciences so that you can be able to get accepted into medical school. And after medical school, you do 2 years of internship, and after that, you do community service. So when you're doing community service, choose to be in internal medicine, because dermatology is a subspecialty of internal medicine. There you get exposed to chronic diseases, but like I've mentioned, the skin speaks. And the skin sometimes can tell when there are internal organs that are involved. So internal medicine is one of the requirements that is needed before one can be put into a program to study dermatology. Once you have that, you can also do a diploma in HIV,
mm-hmm.
because HIV has changed the picture of clinical medicine. So that's one of the requirements in dermatology. And have an area of interest that you can do research in, because as you're specializing, you're doing your master's in medicine and dermatology concurrently. So find out in your area maybe a problem that you need to solve, like how many of the children that have acne, for example, develop low self-esteem to the point where they became suicidal. You do that research so that you can eventually come up with the data that can help the society. Once you have entered into the dermatology program, it's about 4 years
mm-hmm.
in all the universities. We write the same exam, even though we have been trained in different universities. Our college is the Colleges of Medicine in dermatology. So you write that final exam, and then you become a dermatologist, and then you can practice.
Doc, thank you so much for coming on to the show. Before I let you go, The Dermatology Diary. Love that name. I think it was very well thought of, but it's just wonderful. What can we expect from The Dermatology Diary, as well as yourself as a doctor?
Okay, so the Dermatology Diary came from me diarizing my skincare journey. And I believe that I'm not the only one that has a skin issue that they have to diarize. So basically, it's you coming in as a person, and I take into account your condition and your mental well-being due to your condition. So we just diarize your journey, your skincare journey. And that's what you expect, biopsychosocial approach. So my clients shouldn't mind me asking about how they are doing, because how they are doing also affects the skin.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely love that. Thank you so much for coming on to the show. Wishing you all the best.
Thank you so much, Nisi. Have a lovely day.
When the ones and twos add up to hundreds, you know you are listening to the Ras FM Music Connoisseurs. And now you can listen even longer. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Join the Ras FM Music Connoisseurs from 7 until 9 p.m. as they serve up 2 hours of house according to jazz, classic, deep, tropical, soulful, and Afro House with some 45 BPM stirred in for extra flavor. Join the Ras FM Music Connoisseurs live on air and on social media. Ras FM. Mpumalanga, Azishe.
99.11 coming up next, so do stay tuned for that. Otherwise, of course, we only play you the best music. It's Nkosazana Daughter and Simi on this one. It's called Amazwe. We go into the news next with Karabo Mpulukeng.